Hi, podcast listeners. If you didn't catch the last episode, we're giving away signed posters from the artist Peter Max. And to be entered to win, just email the promo code MeetPeterMax to podcasts@kut.org before August 16th, 2016. That's promo code MeetPeterMax. Email us at podcasts@kut.org with that in the subject line, and you just might be one of 10 lucky winners. Good luck.
Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory isn't amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
You don't have any idea why we're doing
so smart
most of the things that we're doing. But here's the deal.
This is like one thing that I hate this so much, is when people in traffic wave you on. When it's like they have the right of way. And they're like, go ahead and go. It's like, there are rules. There are traffic rules. You follow them.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy. And this is Two Guys on Your Head. Today, pet peeves.
It's fascinating. If you think about where emotional reactions come from, and we've talked on a variety of shows about the fact that frustration happens when there are things that are outside of your control. And so with all of us, there are certain things that someone else does, and it could be a particular person, or it could just be something that people in general are doing that is outside of your control. And for whatever reason, it is aesthetically not pleasing. And that's the thing about, you know, as the old saying goes, right, there's no accounting for taste. And so there are things that are out there that just aren't beautiful to you, even though they may be beautiful to all sorts of other people, whether it's a particular word like impact as a verb, which affects me badly. It could be a game people are playing, like the current rage. There are these things that we may find that aren't pleasant, and we have no control over them. And so we experience that frustration, and then we nurture it.
I think what's interesting about this is how things that first elicit no reaction whatever come to elicit a very strong emotional reaction. But it's the attending to it. Even to the point that you're looking for it.
Yeah, right.
The fact that you got one is now actually a little bit reinforcing.
But I think it's possible to take this overboard. I think one has to maintain a sense of humor about their pet peeves at some point, where you recognize, I realize how utterly ridiculous this is. I'm going to express that this is annoying, and I'm going to be willing to have other people make fun of me for it. But it's just, I'm accepting that I have this particular aesthetic judgment that rankles me in a particular way.
Well, I think one thing that's interesting about it is that people acknowledge that this is something that, even though they say it bothers them, there's a little pride in it. That aspect of it is often overlooked. It's one of the reasons you're able to talk about it so easily, is that you're not debilitated by it. It's not something, you may take offense at it, but I think we have to acknowledge the fact that taking offense is a pretty arrogant position to hold.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And that's where pet peeves differ from minor annoyances.
Yeah.
So if we think about the kinds of things in life that are frustrating to us, there are minor frustrations, right? Traffic. You know, if the line at the supermarket is longer than you want it to be, that's kind of a minor annoyance. But one of the things that we can do with things that we disagree with is to turn them into moral issues. And we have this protected value system that we can engage. And we've talked about protected values on shows in the past. But the idea behind a protected value is, here's this thing that I simply won't accept any trade-offs on. I will not allow transgressions on this. And when a pet peeve crosses the line from being a puppy pet peeve to being the full-grown pet peeve is when you create a protected value around it. And now you get this sense of moral outrage. So it's one thing to be moderately peeved about, say, impact as a verb. And then there's the point at which it simply becomes, I will not put up with this.
Sure.
And the thing about protected values is when they are transgressed, you react with righteous indignation. And that's a lot of effort for a peeve.
But I think it's not only non-intuitive, it's counterintuitive that feeling annoyance could actually be reinforcing to somebody. Because, I mean, they're called pet peeves. Pets aren't imposed upon us most of the time. We choose them, yeah. Right? And we choose to feed them and take care of them. And yeah. So a pet peeve, the term itself acknowledges the fact that I care for this thing.
That's right.
A little bit.
And then people say, let it go. And you're like, but what if it got lost?
I know, it's my pet.
I mean, some of these things really are fascinating because a lot of the things that are that we have pet peeves about involve social conventions
yeah.
that we take to be more rule governed than they really are. And that's the fascinating thing about something like grammar. Even grammar is a social convention.
Yeah.
And so when so people violate these social conventions and then other people get upset by that because it violates their aesthetic sense of the way that things should be. But rather than treating it as an aesthetic sense, I don't like this because that behavior isn't pretty to me. They are treating it as a moral offense.
Yeah.
And that's the point at which it's crossed the line. And now you have to take a step back and ask yourself, what is the benefit to enforcing this rule to that level of specificity?
I think what needs to be a part of the discussion as well is the fact that we like them.
Yeah.
That's an important feature of the whole deal.
If you wake up one day, though, and discover that you've crossed the line and become a curmudgeon... And everything is a pet peeve. It's the peeve equivalent of being a cat person.
Yeah, ooh, it
like,
is.
You know, like the person who's got 30 cats. If you've got 30 pet peeves, then it might be time to ask yourself, why do I enjoy being annoyed so much? And I think, you know, there is a strong social component to pet peeves.
Sure.
You know, and actually to many aesthetic things. I mean, just like a comedy movie is funnier when you see it with a crowd than when you watch it alone, right? Because as we've talked about, laughter, you can laugh when you're all alone, but there's such a strong social component to that that it's much easier to laugh with lots of other people around. Yeah. And I think it's easier to seethe in public than privately. And so I do think another element of the rewarding aspect of a pet peeve is the ability to demonstrate your annoyance to the people around you.
Absolutely.
You know, and to complain about it. And a lot of times you get a certain amount of positive reinforcement for expressing that.
Absolutely.
Peeve, even if it's just the that it amps up the energy in the conversation.
And that's why we often wear our heart on our peeves.
Next week, we'll talk about the psychology of political correctness with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.